and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. From the third chapter of Exodus, the following words. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you." This is the text, my dear brother and sister. My little brother and I, about 3 weeks ago, were discussing this text, and I said this will be the sermon for the 10th of November. I'm preaching on the Old Testament reading. He said, "Where do you find any gospel in this text?" He is a pastor too, by the way, so it's just two brothers talking shop at home, to the chagrin of our wives, although mine wasn't there, but hers left. So I said, "Who said, 'Let there be light'?" He said, "God." I said, "Was there light?" "Yes." And I said, "Who said, 'Moses, strike the water with your rod'?" "And the water was split, wasn't it?" "Yes." I said, "What did Moses have to do with it? What did Adam and Eve have to do with the light that he had created before he created them?" "Nothing. But the light was created for them, wasn't it?" There is the gospel. Whose idea was it that Jesus should ascend on the cross and die for you and I so that we would have a free pass into heaven, into eternity? It was God's idea, not yours, not mine. You see, it's all by the grace of God. Moses did not exactly jump at the opportunity to serve God and be the great marshal of the parade of the Israelites up and down the desert. It took him 40 years to make the 370 miles from Egypt to, as the crow flies, to the promised land. I did the math. It came out to 37 yards a day. It's about from the glass doors there to the organ. But God was with them. When the Lord points his finger at someone, there simply is no escaping. Because the Lord is fair. He equips you to do a task, and then he shows you how to do it. The Israelites' social and spiritual life was really death in Egypt. So much so that Moses here calls Egypt Sheol. Sheol is an interesting word. It is death, it is womb, it is tomb. A grave is called Sheol in certain contexts in Hebrew. Why? Because grave and death are the same thing. And Egypt was death to the people of Israel. They couldn't even keep their boys. They had to be thrown into the river Nile. They cried out to God, and God heard them. Whenever you and I cry out to God, God is listening. Moses said, "I pray so hard as if everything were dependent on my prayer, but then I relax and let God do what he wants to do." There is a lesson in faith to believe in this. That's the way God revealed himself. He is God. And he is a God of light, not of confusion, says Paul. In light, you can clearly see what's what. We pray, and then leave it in God's care. That's what they did. God prepared a man, Moses, and sent him to Egypt. Moses didn't want to go for many reasons. He did not want to be known as a son of Pharaoh, so he shunned Pharaoh, and now he was supposed to crawl into this court of Pharaoh's in Egypt and say, "My God tells you, let my people go." Right. Like Pharaoh would say, "Oh, okay." The Israelites were the free labor for the Egyptians. The Egyptians owned the brickyards, and the Israelites made the bricks without pay, just for their food. They had no rights whatsoever, the poor Hebrews or the Jews, the Israelites in Egypt. So God tells Moses, "I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, let my people go." But Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh to bring out the Israelites?" And God said, "I will be with you." Now, for a normal person, you'd say that's enough. If God says, "I will be with you," what could possibly go wrong that God could not control? And at our baptism, God says to you and me, "I'll go with you through this life. There'll be easy times, and there'll be times of thorn. There'll be laughter, and there'll be crying, but I will go with you." How reassuring is that? But Moses, no. And God said, Moses said to God, suppose I go, just in the event that I would go and say to them, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you," and they say, "What's his name? See, I don't even know your name. I can't do it." And God uses a verb to designate himself, Ya'ach. It's to do, also to be. I am. It's a verb. I exist. And a verb is an action word. This God does things. Then you think that Moses would have gone, "Then what do I tell him?" God said, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." And then later said, God said, "Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what it has been done to you in Egypt." And so Moses finally said, "Oh Lord, I've never been eloquent. I can't speak." And then in a desperate attempt to get out of it, Moses says to God, "Send somebody else. Let somebody else do it." I am so happy to work in a family, namely Blessed Savior, where I don't hear a lot of that, "Let somebody else do it." When there are opportunities for different tasks around the church or around the world, people come together. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it done, because it's the work of the Lord. That's faith in action, dear friends. Lord, send somebody else. Please. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "My company apparently is not enough to you. What about your brother Aaron? He will come and join you. I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do." So God still sends people into the world and say, "Speak. What shall I speak? I'll give you the words. Don't worry about it." But then God also enables Moses with a special gift of throwing his rod on the ground, and it becomes a serpent. And then Moses is shocked at that, and God said, just grab it by the tail, and he takes it, and it becomes a rod again. And he said, take your hand, stick it in your cloak. Moses did. And when he took it out, it was full of leprosy, an incurable disease at that time. And Moses thought, now I am toast. And God said, put it back into your cloak, and Moses did. When he took it out, the hand was good. Those are miraculous things that God gave Moses to do to prove that his God had power. So Moses went to Egypt and used the gifts that God had given him to the glory of God. He could have sought employment, perhaps in a circus, and made a lot of money, but he took the gifts with which God had endowed him to serve God, the response of faith to God's good news, to his gospel. 3,500 years later, here are you and me talking about Moses and about the Egyptians and about the Hebrews and how God was with them from the very beginning until the end. God appeared in the desert for 40 years to them daily in the form of the Shekinah. Shekinah is Hebrew for the cloud that protected them from the heat of the sun during the day, and it was a pillar of fire by night so that the animals in the desert could leave them alone and to prove to them that God was with them. Sometimes you and I might find ourselves staring right at God's finger pointing at us, and we say, let somebody else do it, but the finger won't go away. God always has his way. And happy, blessed are those who do his bidding. You have experienced it in your own life. To serve our God is to thank our God for our life that he rescued from condemnation and hell. To serve our God is also an activity that brings joy to the heart. And I'm not saying you need to be a missionary or a theologian or a pastor. You can serve him in the quietness of your living room or in the kitchen. You can serve God in the backyard with your cup of tea in your hand and your elbow resting on the fence, talking to a neighbor about the source of the joy that is in you. These things make it worthwhile living. We realize that there is gain in giving of ourselves. There is a hymn that poetically states, only what is withheld is lost. Let's not withhold to lose, but give to gain. Give of ourselves, and especially our personal witness wherever we go. I am totally contrary to bringing the marketplace and the market sounds and the market looks and feel into the church. But I'm all in favor of taking the church and taking it out into the marketplace. Take God with you wherever you go, just like Moses did. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart.